Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Sleevers Podcast, Tuesday, March 12th. Conference Tournament Week is heating up. Some of the biggest games, biggest leagues getting underway today. Can't wait. That's Cartel. Carter Elliott, how are you?
I'm good. Greg, can I get a quick status check on you? Because I don't think I've ever actually asked you this. Do you lock in on all conference championship games?
This year I do, certainly.
Okay. But in the past, are you like a lot, like are you watching...
Yes.
Championship.
So I'm watching the lower levels. I'm watching like semis and championship, just flip them on. And when you can sense that desperation of like, there's a tourney bid on the line, of course I'm watching it. Okay. Other than that, I lock in on the Power Five. You know that.
Yeah. Okay. I think we align there. I just want to get a feeler on that because, yeah. You know, I just never know.
I love the chaos of this week, though. Like, I love, you think you know what's going to happen, you never know what's going to happen, ever.
Well, so here's my theory. I love chaos when it happens here. What I don't want is super chaos in the Power Five, and then I got to watch Georgetown play in the national tournament.
Yeah, aren't you, like, kind of in a spot where you're rooting for normalness this week, normalcy? Like, Michigan State needs not chaos this week.
Yeah, I'm rooting for other teams to help my team come Selection Sunday. What is life?
I miss that feeling. I miss that feeling so much. Good night last night. You and I were recording for about 3-4 hours late. That was fun. Always fun. Great. I learned we're not going to sleep much until April 6th. The John Rothsteinism is real.
Yeah, I need over-under coffees for this week stretch here.
Just this week? Or through the NCAA tournament week too.
Let's go through the NCAA tournament for the month of March. How many coffees are you in?
I mean, it might hit four digits. It might.
I mean, you think about it. I'm drinking two just normally the way I'd operate coffee wise, and double that with what we're gonna be doing.
Yeah, I'm thinking at least four a day right now. Productivity needs to be high. It is what it is. Do we have any like announcements or anything? I don't know if we do or not. I don't think so.
We should.
Yeah, I want to have announcements. Should we just like I feel like this is like at school when like the principal comes over the PA. It's just like, good morning, class. It's Tuesday. And this week's a big week. Get your chemistry exams in. All right. Like we need an announcement. Do you want to make an announcement?
I would like to make an announcement. I have chosen the winner of the Discord Member of the Month.
Great announcement. Who we got?
Great announcement. After much back and forth between Gregory and I, he said I can't do the automator. He said I just need to pick. What I did is I went to the comments section. I scrolled my thumb, scrolled. If you're active in the comments, that will make you maybe have more of a chance. This won't be the format every month. But the winner for this month is... A little scrolly here and pointy. That's between two. I'm going to give it to the one that I like more.
This is currently brutal. This is brutal.
Painter's Petting Zoo alumni is the winner for this month.
Wow.
Congrats to Painter's Petting Zoo alumni.
I appreciate you giving it to a Purdue fan as March begins. I feel like they need all the help they can get this month, and that's good. It's a boost.
You mean your national champ pick?
My national champ pick. Yeah, I'm trying to help. People are not happy I picked Purdue, by the way.
I think it's great. Purdue's great.
Can we have the discussion on, like, people are counting me out a little too early here?
Yeah, I mean, usually take this from a person who's known Greg probably longer than a good amount of people out there who listen to this. Kid with his back against the wall. Kid, when you count him out, dangerous. Dangerous species.
Let's just not act like I've always picked wrong. Like, I'm on a 2-year run of picking wrong. It's been 2 years. That's tough.
Yeah, I mean, also other people are picking wrong. It's just your wrong is going out to Princeton in, like, the first round.
Yeah, that was not a good look for my wrong. But yeah. We're going to get right this year. That's why, like, people are making fun of the fact that I keep switching picks. It's because I'm self-aware that I've been wrong, and I'm trying to stay away from my toxic ex. My toxic ex is Illinois and Kentucky. Those are the two teams that fit the profile of the Luka Garza, Keegan Murray, Iowa, of the Kirk Freesa, Arizona, right? Like, I'm all defense. No, there is no defense. All offense, no defense. Superstars, that's my thing. And I'm avoiding it successfully to this point. And people are mad at me now. Like, come on. Like, I'm learning from my mistakes. I'm evolving. That's why we've settled on Purdue, who's a great pick to win a national championship. But nobody's picking them still because they're afraid of Painter in March. I'm not afraid of Painter in March. Here we are. And Purdue fans are upset. Oh, well, here we are. Let's move on.
Just sucks, though, that they win. Nothing to do with you. They lose. All your fault.
See, I think I gave them an out. They should be thanking me because now if they lose, they can pin it on me. And if they win, we did it together. It's a great one. Okay, let's get to the Discord. Join the Discord. Couple more new members last night. I apologize if I've missed a bunch of people that joined over the weekend and we didn't give you a shout out on the show. I sincerely apologize. But, you know, this weekend was busy. We missed a lot of things. So sorry. New people to the Discord as of this morning. Boiler Up 96 is in the Discord. Alex Braden Smith Enjoyer is in the Discord. Shout out to both of y'all for joining. We appreciate you. We read the comments from the Discord every single day. This is the number one tangible way to support the show. And also, just speaking this out loud right now, Sleeper's Bracket Contest is going to roll out next week. We are going to make this a paid entry. It's $20 if you want to do the bracket contest and you are not a Discord member. $20 to do it. We'll give you the info. Easy. Or you can join the Discord and get a free entry. The Discord is $9.99 a month. So if you want to literally just pay for the bracket contest at half price of what we're charging publicly, join the Discord, do it. And then you get 1 month of the Discord and see if you like it and want to stay. If you want to cancel after a month and just get in for $10 for the bracket contest, that's totally fine too. Our suspicion is you'll stick around once you get in there and end up enjoying it. Bracket contest coming next week. So there you have it. And we're giving $1,000 to the winner, like on our own. I feel like that's slept on in the process. We're just like, hey, here's $1,000 to whoever wins.
Yeah. So, I mean, the incentive to join the Discord is there. The incentive to participate in that is there. And the money incentive on top of that is at the end of it. So, I mean, I really don't know what more y'all need.
Is that a power move from us, by the way? Just like frolicking around, throwing thousands of dollars around at people?
It's not something I want to make just, you know, an everyday thing necessarily. But like for, you know, given the talk we had with our financial advisor, I think we're good for this.
Okay. You are the director of Sleeper's finances. I have been asking you to expense a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's like you teach a toddler a new word and they just can't stop spamming it. I feel like you found the love of expensing it, and now you're just like, let's do it.
I expensed this coffee this morning. I'm not going to lie.
It's leading to, I mean, technically, you know, it's helping us out.
You have given me two budgets, though, this year. Like, there's been two specific things you've given me budgets for. I've come in under budget significantly both times.
Oh, you've done amazing work.
It's incredible. Okay, to the Discord for comments. Coleman's Burner starts us off today. Says, just wanted to put this out there. This Discord needs more Illinois fans and way too many Purdue fans. We're going to need as much firepower in this Discord for March, so please join.
Discord is going to get interesting come the tournament time and this week.
It's going to get feisty and entertaining and fun. I'm just happy. Well, I'm not happy. I wish that we were involved with our programs, but I'm happy I can just like look at it from the outside and take it all in right now. It's been good. Jeepman 7777 says, just want to say Sleepers is the best college basketball out there, period. I appreciate so much the hard work you two guys do to give us such good content every day. No, it's not easy. Thank you. Jeepman, thank you. Comments like this keep my heart beating, my friend. Truly appreciate you. Any comments, Cart?
Salute.
Malik Perry says, who's in the transfer portal right now, or who do you think will be?
Oh, we can do a whole segment on this. I got an iPhone's note. I'm doing the Lord's work behind the scene, Malik. Just know that.
Can I hear like five names from the iPhone note?
Yeah, sure.
I know you're serious. That's the thing. People might think this is a bit. Like, I know you actually have an iPhone working with this.
Yeah, I got the notifications on for when guys, you know, actually dip into the portal. I got a couple options on here. It's a very fluid list. Caleb First still remains on the list, as does Trey Kaufman Wren. I'm monitoring that, by the way. I'm monitoring that. If they tell one lie coming up here in the future, I'm going to be there as a shoulder for him to cry on and say, you don't have to deal with this.
Can you say the word monitoring?
I'm monitoring.
Okay, that was better. It felt like you weren't, like the T was silent the first couple times.
I went to go say it the first time, I got like super nasally around the T and it threw me off. It sounded weird.
Got it. Yeah, I thought you were like ducking the T for some reason. Continue.
No, I never ducked the T. Peace. Danny Wolf, Yale center, is a name on that list as well.
Great player. Danny,
hope you're doing well. Shabbat shalom, my friend. Got Robbie Avila on there, of course. Like, that's just...
Is Danny Wolf Jewish?
Yeah. Come on, he is. Okay. And then last name on that list right now currently is Terrace Reed.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Yeah, I would love to funnel Terrace Reed your way. I would. Yeah,
that's just the bigs, too. I got it separated in the positional categories.
Really well done. Okay, Malik Perry has a couple more for you. He says, Carter, what 2025 recruits would you want if you only got 1 year or no transfers and they can't be committed ones?
Oh, Harrelson.
Yeah, he'd be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also says, I think it's good to put Booker in against Ware. It makes people realize how good they are and how good they need to be in order to be the best. Hopefully Booker hits this offseason with a mission because he's going to be an important piece. Do you think Booker took any lessons from his 7 minutes against Khalil Ware?
No, I don't think he took any lessons either from watching the other centers go up against him.
I actually like Ware as a comp for Booker one day, though. Booker needs to get way better, but like, isn't that kind of the ideal finished product version of Xavier Booker as you turn into what Khalil Ware was this year?
Honestly, yeah, kind of. It's just physically even on a different level. Like,
Ware's not like crazy strong or anything.
He's not, but he's like 240, I bet.
Yeah. I don't know. I see like super skilled step out and shoot it motor concerns. And now Ware is like 26 and 12. And that's what we hope Booker could get to. I feel like I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, he had the transfer to do that.
Yeah, it is very true. What do you think Khalil Ware looks like if he's still at Oregon this year, by the way?
I think his stats are actually similar to what they are right now, maybe even better.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, because I actually think that the team around him at Oregon actually might have fit better.
It's possible.
Like, they got like Shelstad's a really good guard. They have some other good guards on the team. It actually might have fit better technically, but I would say it'd be the same stats and or better, in my opinion.
Okay. I don't hate that. Malik Perry's final comment of the day says, this is for Carter, a good 5 and an okay 3 for 2 years, or Koa Pete and an okay 3 for 2 years. He also, Malik called Koa Pete Kia Pete in this comment, and I just think that's hilarious.
Um, See, I project Koa as like a college 3-4, like Banchero type.
The crazy comp.
You don't like that comp?
You throw out Banchero type way too much for my liking.
That's probably the first time I've ever thrown out a
Paolo. No, there. You had another Paolo comp recently. I don't forget who it was. Yeah, I forget. I need to remember who it is. But
was it like, Dang?
No, God, no. But come on, Paolo was so singular, and I feel like he's coming up a lot. It's like kind of Banchero-y. Like, what does that mean?
I want to let it be known. That's the first time I pulled out a Banchero comp. I'm just we can go back and check the film. But I think I'd rather have. I want Pete if that's the option.
Yeah. I can't believe this question was asked from Malik, and then I can't believe you entertained it seriously. This summarizes the state of the Michigan State program under Tom Izzo right now. Why are the two options both including an okay player? what are we doing? Like, why? That's insanity to me. Go get good players everywhere. There's not that, like, you don't build rosters to be like, okay, this is the spot we're going to be okay at, and then everything else will be good. Just build a complete roster. You're Michigan State, dog. You're Michigan State. Like, you should be the top 7, top 8 program in the country, minimum. And we're out here like, oh, would you rather have one good player and two okay players, or two okay players and one okay player? Like, stop it. Go get dogs. Or stop calling yourselves the dogs if you're not going to get dogs. Come on. Travis Nelson, final comment today, says there isn't a better feeling than Mike Woodson getting dragged over the coals for losing Liam McNeely, but then 72 hours later, he beats your program. Couldn't be me.
I mean, just to pat myself on the back, just a tiny bit in the situation. In the preview, I said, like, this is a type. Well, actually, no. I said it more for the Northwestern game. That'd be the type of game we lose. But with the way Michigan State is playing right now, we shouldn't be confident that this team could be anybody. They have been bad. They've been really bad. We should be looking at it way worse, but Boo Booey passed up a shot, and Ryan Langborg has one Achilles.
And so Illinois let y'all off the hook a month ago.
Right. So.
But also, you could beat anybody any given night, too.
I disagree.
That Purdue game was close.
Sick.
Just saying. Okay. You need to get the I said this on a recap with Brian Rout, but you need to get the Pat Mahomes medical team in the locker room quickly. If we can get Tyson Walker a needle and whatever juice was injected into Mahomes' legs, he'll be okay.
I'm talking about, I don't even care about any type of FDA label. Shoot him up with freaking barrel-aged deer hooves that have been sitting in the dark for the last 9 years. Shoot that thing right into his groin and get him back to health.
Barrel-aged deer hooves to the groin.
Something like that.
I wish you could run this program. It'd be fun. Okay, that's the comments for today. Thank you to everybody who joined the Discord. Oh, also, I don't think we shouted him out. He joined since the last show. Justin Spiro joined Discord.
Hey.
Darko State News, really appreciate him. He's been extremely vocal supporting the show for the last couple of weeks minimum, and we love him. We went on his show last year. It was a great time. He did coerce me to correctly slander Hunter Dickinson into a transfer. Some are saying that was the moment that triggered everything. The downfall of Michigan basketball was me sitting with a Spiro branded water bottle and having just a great time, a grand old time. Really love seeing him in the Discord. It's been fun. Join the Discord. Link in the description of this video. Let's get to the show. First topic today, we want to predict every single Big Ten tournament game one by one. So I'm going to pull the bracket up here. And then we're just going to go through and tell you how the Big Ten tournament is going to play out. I think last year we did this, and I think last year we got everything wrong. So,
well, yeah, I mean, did we... We expected Michigan to show up and maybe not lose the very first game to Rutgers. Expected Michigan State to maybe show up and not lose the first game to Ohio State. That would have helped some things out, I think.
Definitely. Yeah. Yes. Most definitely. Okay. Let me find. I want like the visual version of the bracket, not the one that has bullet pointed games. Here we are. Also, this is in Minneapolis. Why again? Why are we doing that again?
I don't know. That was where media day was too, right?
Yeah, we're really catering to Ben Johnson too much for my liking. Like, earn it a little bit, you know, something like that. I don't know.
100%.
Okay, I can't find the visual version of the bracket, and I'm in shambles about that right now.
That's unlike you.
I know, it's not good. Oh, I think I found it. I found it. Yep, here we are. Okay. All right. Clutch. Game one, 13 versus 12 seed Rutgers against Maryland on Peacock on Wednesday. No way to kick off this tournament like Rutgers, Maryland. Who you got?
Peacock with Robbie Hummel on the call, most likely, because he's on every call. I was very disappointed with Rutgers home showing against Ohio State in the last game. That offense output again they had versus Michigan was fake. That was just Michigan. I think I would like Maryland to pull out this game. Because if there's a team too that I think can look at this bracket and be like, maybe we could beat somebody, like maybe we could beat anybody, I would pick Maryland to do that over Rutgers. I just think Rutgers is not good, semi-broken. Cliff Amarui's handler is already saying he's not coming back and not doing transfer portal or anything like that. They just want to get Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper on camp.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And yeah. Get the ball rolling for next year.
Yeah, there's two teams that got a great draw here for a miracle run. More on that later. But Maryland is one of them. The issue for me is, doesn't this game scream to you same energy of Rutgers, Michigan in the first round last year?
Yeah.
Where it's like Rutgers is like, they should hang it up on the season. Who cares? They're not doing anything. And then there's like the team with talent that should have been way better and wasn't, but clearly like hates each other and has problems. We all are going to just circle Maryland and think they win, but like wouldn't be surprised at all if it's a total stinker and Rutgers dogs them, because Pykele's a good coach. With that said, I'm picking Maryland. I'm not learning from my mistakes. I think they have Jameer Young. Rutgers does not. That should be enough to win at least one game in this tournament.
I'm with you on that one.
Okay. To my team in the bottom half of the bracket, 11-seeded Penn State versus 14th, last in the Big Ten, seeded Michigan Wolverines. No Olivier Kamwa. Otherwise, I would try and talk myself into Michigan showing up for the first time in 3 months. Hard to do that. The body language is horrendous right now. Could this be the last game of the Juwan Howard era? Who's to say? Penn State, Michigan, who wins?
Penn State. And I think it's in final, like, embarrassing fashion to, like, put a little sour cherry on top of this dog shit Sunday. Like, it's just going to be awful. I think Penn State's going to blow them out.
Okay. I think Michigan's up 9 at halftime and then loses by 11.
Ooh, so you think they're actually going to show up? I think they're going to get to Minneapolis. It's going to be a complete no-show.
I don't even think it's a show up. I just think, like Doug will probably hit shots again. Like, he was doing that against Nebraska. He had 17 points at half against Nebraska over the weekend and then 0 in the second half. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I still think, like, this version of Michigan with Doug shouldn't get ran out by Penn State at the beginning of it, but will
Ace Baldwin might have him in a straitjacket.
Yeah, it's very possible. Penn State at least is, like, playing inspired ball together right now, but I don't think that team's any good. Yeah, Penn State wins, though. Okay, Maryland and Penn State get the win. Is this the quarterfinals? No, the second round. 8-9 game. Michigan State, Cormac, in the land of Cormac right now. In Minnesota in Minneapolis is the draw for Michigan State. We talk about teams with a good draw. Your Spartans draw a Minnesota team they lost to in their home state, and then Purdue if they win. That's a pretty nightmarish draw. You can say whatever you want about, like, the state of the team or the mentality. You can't tell me any team's not looking ahead and knowing they have Purdue awaiting them. That's going to hang over this game a little bit mentally for me, for both sides, both Minnesota and Michigan State. Like, I think some years you pull up to this tournament thinking you can win the tournament, make a run, and then I think some years you pull up being like, damn, we're going to get wrecked in game two. That's whoever wins this game knows that's coming. Who do you think wins the first game?
I think that Minnesota wins this game. I think it's going to be I mean, Michigan State fans will probably travel well just because they do that. But obviously games in Minneapolis. Minnesota hasn't been playing the best ball as of late either, technically. But obviously either as Michigan State. I just think that Minnesota is the better basketball team still right now.
I disagree with you there. I'm going to pick your Spartans to win this game.
Why?
It's not anything about Michigan State that has me picking Michigan State here. So body language PhD back with Minnesota. I think something is, like, truly intrinsically broken with this group, and I don't know what changed. They were playing really, really good basketball. All of
guys out the door, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's that. Like, all of February and even late January, they had a stretch where they won 5 of 7, and just even the losses were really competitive. Like, at Iowa, at Purdue, single-digit ball games. This team was playing great. Their last 5 games, they got blitzed at Nebraska, gave up 105 to Illinois, beat Penn State, but that was a game they were down 41-18 in the first half at home at the Barn to Penn State. Like, so your one win, you were down 23 in the first half to Penn State. And then they lose at the Barn by 12 to Indiana, a wire-to-wire loss. That was the game after Mike Woodson was announced he was coming back. And then they got blitzed at Northwestern without Ty Berry, lose by 24 in Evanston. This team is horrendous right now. They're in shambles. The eye test tells me something is completely off. Like, this just isn't the team they were a month ago. And I think you're right. If I had to pinpoint it, I think it would be, my guess is Dawson Garcia is very publicly gone, and I think he's been shopping his name around, if you believe the rumors, and I think that has basically killed the team chemistry on this team. So,
you saying that is all more so the reason why Minnesota's going to win this basketball game too, by the way.
I don't know about that.
We're the Band-Aid. We're the Big Ten Band-Aid. We're the drama fixers. If things are going bad, play us. We got you. You just lost Liam McNeely. You just have Max Exodus rumors. It's okay. We got you. Come play the Spartans.
We'll yeah, but Indiana was playing better before that, though. They had won 3 straight coming into that game.
Minnesota's winning this basketball game.
The Big Ten Band-Aid is a bar by you, but I still don't see it. Do we want to do a coin flip since we disagree? We have to come to agreement here. I don't have a coin. We could do, like, a couple curls. Whoever does 10 curls quicker gets this one.
Don't you have curls in, like, all right, ready? Ready, set, go. 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's a lie.
What?
You did not cut the tape.
Go ahead. You get Michigan State. I'm not going
to
argue.
No, you go ahead. You want Minnesota to beat Michigan State so bad, you take them.
Okay, Minnesota.
That's crazy. All right, Minnesota advances. I get the to pull rank next time we disagree. Maryland against Wisconsin in the whatever game that is. 11, 12, 5, 12, 5. Who wins? Not 12, 5, 4. I can't read the numbers. My eyes are bad. Who wins?
Man, I want to pick Maryland real bad, but I think I need to realize that it's still Kevin Willard and it's still this Maryland team. I think Wisconsin finds a way to win this basketball game.
This league stinks. This tournament's not going to be fun. We're sitting here talking about Wisconsin finds a way in the second round. What happened when these two teams played each other this year? Do we know?
I can't remember. I want to say Wisconsin won at home at the Kohl Center. It got like randomly close at the end. Cause I remember that Maryland covered, even though they were down for most of the game.
Oh yeah. Wisconsin won by 4 at the Kohl Center. I'm taking Maryland to win this game.
Really?
I think Maryland is the team with a run in them this week.
Define run.
A run.
Winning these two games that we just talked about.
Yep.
Okay, I'll let you get Maryland. I'm not willing to fight to the death for the Badgers.
Okay, yeah, NIT DNA, broken, dead team that has nothing to play for. They know they're in the NCAA tournament already versus a Maryland team who does have star power who needs to win this tournament to make it. I like that. Ohio State, Iowa on the other side. Winner gets Illinois. You can talk me into Ohio State if you want. I don't see like a special run coming from them. If they win this game, I think they get blitzed by Illinois. I think Iowa's a better basketball team, but Iowa isn't playing great right now. Who do you think wins this one?
Yeah, I think that Ohio State's insanity run comes to somewhat of an end. I think Iowa's the better basketball team. I also like Iowa to bounce back after the offensive performance that they just had. Like, I don't think they do that two times in a row.
Completely agree with you there. I think they make some early shots, and it's like, oh, we're here today. Also, last year, I think Ohio State had some magic in the tournament, kind of what I'm alluding to, I think could happen for Maryland here. This year, I think if they get down like 7, Roddy Gale and Bruce Thornton are looking around like, anybody from the portal here? Like, is anybody scouting right now? Yeah. Like, I don't think there's a lot of want to from Ohio State this year, even though Diebler's got things going well. Also, spin zone. This is the moment where they're going to look around and wish they had Chris Holtman.
Really?
Yep.
Ah.
That it's all been cute. All that little regular season hoo-ha, that's been cute. They're going to look – there's going to be a moment in this game where you look around and say, damn, I wish we had a real head coach who – took us deep in this tournament last year.
Yeah, like Diebler, anyone can do it, you know, at a nice home game in cozy Value City Arena with the number one team coming in right after the little bounce. But can you do it on a cold, brisk afternoon in Minneapolis? That's what I ask of you. And I don't know if he can.
Yep. All right. Bottom of the bracket, Indiana, Penn State. There is not a game in Big Ten tournament history I've been less excited for than this one. Winner gets Nebraska.
I hope this game gets canceled. You know what? I have a hard time not picking Indiana with the way they're playing.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, yeah. Like, just that front court with Ware and Renew, and then you have the addition of what Mbako's played, like, over the past, like, month. I like it. As long as Trey Galloway is healthy, they do need him.
Yeah, I completely agree they need him healthy. I think he will be healthy. They'll be fine. Penn State beat Indiana twice this year. Beat them at Assembly. They shot 43% and 53% from 3 in the two games they played Indiana. Something, maybe good matchup there. They certainly have better guards. I'm gonna take Indiana, though. I think Indiana's playing a lot better.
Can I make one quick comment based on some YouTube comments I've seen from Indiana fans?
Yeah.
Just really quickly here. Congrats like on getting guys back, but the victory lapping for returning Anthony Leal and Trey Galloway is very telling.
It's okay.
Okay.
Let them be happy. Let them be happy. Their team's winning. to the quarterfinals, where the number one seeded Purdue will be taking on the 9-seeded Minnesota Golden Gophers here. I think the big question everyone's asking is, Darius Rucker going to be in attendance?
I can't name one Darius Rucker song.
That's okay.
Did he cover Fast Car?
He did not.
Okay. I'm just wondering. He could never. I think that this game would actually be, quotation mark, fun, just given, I think, the environment. If in Minneapolis, Minnesota plays the number one team, Purdue, they actually had a good game against them at Mackey and found themselves up. I think it's a game that would get up for. With that said, despite it being a good game, I think Purdue wins the basketball game.
Yeah, I thought Minnesota played lights out when they played in Mackey, 12 for 25 from three, 48%, lost by eight. Purdue wins. This is the Purdue Invitational. It's not the Ben Johnson Invitational. Purdue will have no trouble in that game, in my opinion. To the game right below that, Northwestern, the 4 seed, against Maryland, the 12 seed. I've been saying Maryland a little run here. They'd have to get through Rutgers, then Wisconsin, to get to Northwestern in the quarters. I'm letting you go after me. I got Maryland winning this game.
Everybody's a gangster until Budarius walks through the door. And shame on you for picking against Budarius in a tournament setting. You don't think he's making it? You don't think he's winning one game in the Big Ten tournament?
No. Here's why. They don't need to.
They don't need one to feel – I mean, they're no, in.
They're
they
in. Need, they're in. There's nothing here other than playing for a Big Ten title. And again, if Northwestern wins, they know they get Purdue. Nobody's itching to, like, get Purdue again. This
Maryland draw and this trust in Willard.
It's not trust in Willard. It's trust in Jameer Young. In a single elimination setting, give the ball to him and get out of the way. And I think he has a special run coming. It's right there. Rutgers and Wisconsin are horrible right now. And Northwestern, at full strength, I would love Northwestern. I'd be picking them to go deep in this tournament and maybe give Purdue a run for their money. They're not at full strength. They're still missing their center and Ty Berry. And teams that are missing that many guys that know they're in the NCAA tournament and aren't playing for their lives don't care about their conference tournament. Like, I guarantee you Chris Collins just wants to get in and out of there without another serious injury. Maryland wants, like, this is it. This is the entire thing. We saw Ohio State get all the way to the semis last year through three straight wins and then end up facing Purdue. I think this league's exactly like it was last year, where it's wide open. You can't trust any of the teams on the 4-5 line. Trust the team with one of the best guards in the league that's playing desperate. That's Maryland to me. I got them winning.
I'll let you pull rank.
All right. Wow. So Maryland all the way into the semi with Purdue. On the other side, it would be Illinois-Iowa round three. Rivalry game. Who you got?
Who do we have beating Nebraska?
We haven't had that yet.
Oh, seven. Oh, I told Nebraska's a, what, 3 seed?
3 seed, protected seed. Yeah, double bye.
Nebraska double bye. What happened to the game I love,
in,
man?
In this economy. Yeah.
Like, what happened to the game I love, Greg? Truly. I mean, I think Illinois.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah, I was going to, but I just think Illinois wins.
I'm going to go Illinois as well. Also, I'm just reeling at the fact that I am picking a Maryland team that's lost 8 of their last 10 to win 3 straight in this tournament right now. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's in a Big Ten.
Nebraska, Indiana.
I want to say Indiana.
I'm okay with going Indiana if you want to go Indiana. I do think of the plucky teams here, I think Nebraska might want this the most and feel they have a good draw. Like, they're on the opposite side of Purdue. Their first game is going to be Indiana or Penn State. You should be automatically in the semis with that draw. Like, you're Nebraska. You need to beat Purdue or not Purdue. Sorry, Penn State or Indiana to make the Big Ten tournament semis. That seems like a time to, like, come together and try and make a run. And they are playing well right now. But I'm fine going Indiana because they've been winning everything lately too.
Yeah, I think Indiana wins.
How do you think the front court matchup goes down in that game? Nebraska.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Smacked Indiana both times this year, 86-70 and 85-70.
Do they get getting packed up three times like that is very, very tough.
It is.
Do they do it again? Are we overthinking it?
You tell me.
You know what? It's okay. It's still Indiana. I want to let's yeah, come on. We're giving them the Michigan State bump. Like,
yeah, I'm with you. I think this is where it ends. I think that's where it ends. And Nebraska keeps going on. By the way, if Indiana did beat Nebraska, like if Indiana won 2 in this tournament, got to 20-13 on the year, is that not like a maybe bubble team? Like, at what point do we have to have the Indiana conversation?
What's their best win?
They don't have one, I don't think.
I think that was killing them. Like they
Wisconsin at home, Michigan State at home are their best wins.
And those are not that great.
Right. Well, depends on who you ask. KenPom says they're great.
Yeah, well, KenPom's wrong.
All right. So we're going to Nebraska?
Yeah.
All right. So our semis are Purdue, Maryland, Illinois, Nebraska. 1-12, 2-3. Purdue versus Maryland in the semi. Can the Cinderella run continue?
No. Purdue, ball's over.
Purdue by like 45. If you got a Maryland team that's played 120 minutes in 3 days against Purdue, Purdue blitzes them. Yes. Illinois, Nebraska would be a really fun semifinal. Winner takes on Purdue. Who would win?
Illinois.
Only played once this year, I believe, in Champaign. Overtime, 87-84. Fun game. I don't want Nebraska here.
Do not pick Nebraska to do the outscory-scory transition thingy-thingy more than Illinois.
But Illinois' offense is kind of brokey-brokey.
I know one way to fixy-fixy it.
They're trying to guardy-guardy. You don't guardy-guardy Kise.
True. More scory-scory.
Yeah. You're rocking with Illini?
I'm rocking with Illini. I think we get a Purdue-Illini rematch.
You get to pull rank, so in the end we can put Illinois through. But here's my final pitch to you on why I would take Nebraska in this game. Which one of these two teams do you think wants to see Purdue with the title on the line again?
Wants to see Purdue?
Yeah, with a title on the line. Because this game will be played after Purdue's already stamped their ticket to the title game. Which game do you believe in your bones, in your heart, who actually wants to see Purdue with a title on the line here?
I think Nebraska.
It's Nebraska. Like, you, I'm just doing the mentals here, but I believe this. I saw it. We saw it with our own eyes. We went to Champaign. This team doesn't want no smoke with Purdue. They don't. They want to pretend all season long that they do want smoke with Purdue. And then when it's time to get Purdue for the title, they tuck their tail and they shake. That's what this team has done. Nebraska ain't doing that. Nebraska can pull the "we're the underdog" card. The "oh, by the way, we killed y'all the first time we played y'all" card. Like, to me, there would be nothing to lose for Nebraska, and they don't fear those dudes because they ran them out the gym when they played them in Lincoln. Illinois can pretend they don't. Illinois fears Purdue. They want no part of seeing Purdue for a third time, for a banner. And I think that would hang over this game. If it got to, like, the whatever 7 p.m. tip or whatever it is, knowing the winner gets Purdue tomorrow, I don't think Illinois wants those problems. I think Nebraska would be eager for the opportunity.
You're spitting. With that said, Illinois.
Still Illinois. So you're pulling rank?
Okay. Yeah, I'm pulling rank.
All right. To the title game, it's Purdue-Illinois. I mean, I can't pick Purdue fast enough if that's what it is on the neutral court.
Yeah, Purdue.
Do you think it gets dicey at all? Like, is it close?
What range of points would you call dicey?
Like a single-digit ball game.
Yeah, I think a single-digit ball game.
Okay. I hope it would be, like, close with, like, 4 minutes left. And then kind of like what happened in Champaign. Like, it's a toss-up game, and then people got to make plays. See who makes them.
I hope they both score 80.
That's all we care. How many does Dane have in the title game?
7-4.
Okay.
In 11 minutes.
All right. So, according to us, Purdue's about to win their fourth championship in 2 years in the Big Ten. Purdue Invitational.
Welcome. Welcome. Thanks for taking a ride with us once again.
How much are you dreading watching this tournament?
I'm very much dreading it. My life has been very hard.
Look what Matt Painter's done to us. Brutal. Okay. last question. If we combine,
Will Berg owns us, by the way.
If we combined every single player on every other Big Ten team and every other coach got to combine group project style, and the goal was just beat Purdue in a 40-minute basketball game. Are you taking Purdue, or are you taking the rest of the Big Ten against Purdue?
Taking the rest of the Big Ten.
I don't know if I am.
If Nebraska can beat this team by 20, I think a conglomerate of Big Ten great players and a conglomerate.
Who are the great players? Who are the great players? Like Boo? It's add Boo to Illinois? That's it?
That's not it. I wouldn't say it. It's a strong word.
That's pretty much it.
Like, great ass. Gross.
I think they'd step on each other's toes. I don't know. I'm just saying. All right. Let's move on. Big Ten awards. Let's just run through our award picks here. So I want to do first team and second team All Big Ten. Obviously, player of the year, coach of the year. And then I want to do your all freshman first team as well, freshman of the year. So let's start with first team. I do think this changed a little bit in recent weeks from what felt like a consensus a couple weeks ago. It doesn't feel that way anymore. Who are your five players on your first team All Big Ten list?
So I got Edie, TSJ. Those are, you know, unanimous, probably non-negotiables. And then I'm going Budarius. Oh, I don't want to.
I think there's four unanimous here.
Is it Edie, TSJ, Boo, and Braden?
Yep. I think Braden Smith should be a unanimous first team All Big Ten player this year.
Okay. And then the fifth spot's the one that's going to get, you could go a lot of different ways. You go the Jameer Young route, you go Tyson Walker route. Maybe if you even want to give Damask a shot, I just don't know how I feel about Illinois having two first team Big Ten people and Purdue, but I guess that's kind of the state of the Big Ten. I'm going to give the nod to Tyson Walker, and there is some bias associated with that.
Yeah. I'm just going to give you a spoiler here. Tyson Walker will not be on the first team All Big Ten this year. He was definitely the favorite for this spot, like midway through the season. His numbers have completely tanked and he's hurt. So good performance against Indiana for sure. Has not been a first team All Big Ten player for the last 2 months. And I would be pretty stunned if people rewarded him that, but these are our teams. So you get to file your ballot however you'd like. You hinted at it. The fifth pick to me without question should be Marcus Damask, without question. I understand It feels a little icky to put two Illinois players on there. I'll push back on that. The other argument I've heard is some people think Coleman deserves to be on over Damask. That was
No. And I love Coleman, but no.
Yeah, some people, in the especially in the UM Hoops board, Dylan was like really pushing why Damask over Coleman. And I'm like, well, look who Illinois puts the ball in his hands late. And Coleman's actually been a part of their defensive problems this year. But I think, look, the state of the Big Ten is there's two really good teams and a bunch of grossness. Why not reflect that in the first team All-Big Ten? Damask has been better than Shannon at times this year, and Shannon's unanimous on our list. I think he belongs. I think that's a pretty consensus five that I have zero complaints about. Braden Eady, Shannon Damask, and then Boo singularly by himself are the three stories in the league this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not – like I said, there's a little bit of bias in my Tyson Walker as a fifth pick, but –
Yeah, just a little bit. So yeah. Is he first team all defense again too?
I don't know. I never said that.
Is he going to be though? Should we do all defense right now? Because to me, the all defense team feels like it should be like Tyson, Jaden Akins probably, Terrence Shannon, Zach Edey, like A.J. Hogard maybe.
All right. Ooh. Three Michigan State guys, huh?
This is great defense, man. They were on magazine covers. Who's all second team Big Ten?
So Tyson, Jameer.
No, you just picked Tyson first team.
I'm agreeing.
Can't put him on both.
I thought we were agreeing. So like I was going.
File your own ballot. File your own ballot.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Damash, Jameer Young, Dawson Garcia, Coleman Hawkins, and then that third spot. It sucks that Ty Berry got injured. He should definitely be on one of these teams, to be honest, the way he was playing. For this last spot, I'm torn on where to go with this, to be honest. Khalil Ware, maybe?
Yeah, I like Khalil Ware. Yeah. Can you repeat your five for me?
It was Jameer Young, Marcus Damask, sorry. Khalil Ware, Coleman Hawkins, Dawson Garcia.
Okay. Yeah, I feel good about that. I'm going to take a lot of the same names. I think they're like the top seven should be consensus. Walker and Young got to be right there. If you put the mask on first team like I did, Walker and Young are the first two names on the second team. I have those two. I have Coleman Hawkins as my third name. I think he's been really good. And I think Illinois' top three deserves recognition as three of the top 10 players in this league without question. I'm going Khalil Ware next. I think his numbers are actually that good. And I think Indiana deserves credit for this spirited turnaround that Ware's been an awesome part of. And truly, there aren't really any more talented bigs than him in the league other than Edey. I think he belongs. I'm going Kisei Tominaga for my 10th spot. My last. I think Nebraska deserves representation on this team.
Over Mass, in your opinion?
Yeah. Yeah, Mast has also been great. I'm going Kisei's leading scorer, singular type guy. I would give him the nod, and then I put Mast on the third team. You want to do the third team real quick too?
Yeah, I think Mast would be my Nebraska representation, and he'd be on the third team.
Okay,
I would go. I go Mast on that team. God, this conference is really freaking lacking. This third team is nasty, in my opinion. Probably go Mass, Ace Baldwin. Can you go first on your third team? I got to think a little bit.
I feel good about mine. I have Rank Mass. I have Ace Baldwin. I have Malik Hall. I have AJ Storr. And I have Brooks Barnheiser.
Wow.
Yep.
I like the Barnheiser pick.
Yeah, I think Brooks has been really, really good, especially after injuries have kind of derailed this season. Yeah, that's my third team.
Okay.
By the way, Barnheiser's numbers are nearly identical to Rank Mast's.
Yo, okay. I like the Barnheiser shout. I just don't know. Do I want to put him over? No, Mass deserves to be on this list. I do like the Malik Hall shout. He's been playing extremely well in Big Ten play. I think he played his way onto there. I think some Purdue fans are going to be mad that like Lance Jones didn't make it or something like that. But
he's been too inconsistent. In the middle of January, he was a lock for third team, but it hasn't been that way lately.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go with Mass, Hall, Baldwin, and then for that last two spots.
Have you not done Store yet?
I haven't done Store. Store deserves to be on one of the three.
I think he's got to be.
He's been bad.
No Ohio State guys on my list. No Dawson Garcia on my list.
I'll go Store. I really wanted to find a way to get in. I think get in common list, even though they.
There's no way. Cliff is the other one. Like I don't have Cliff on any of my teams.
I'll take the same third team as you, to be honest.
Okay. I'll go there. All right, rapid fire through the other. Give me your all freshman team.
Christie, Freeman, Blackwell, Deshaun Harris Smith.
Ugh.
I mean, yeah, the freshman been bad though. That's the thing. Who am I missing? Oh, Mbako. Sorry.
Yeah, Christie, Freeman, Blackwell, Mbako, and then I would actually give it to your boy Devin Royal over Deshaun. We can't reward Deshaun Harris Smith for just playing and being horrible.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, he plays, but he's been a total liability the whole season. He's almost singularly why Maryland's so bad to me. Who's the freshman of the year? I think it might be Mbako after the last month.
I'm still going to give the edge to Christie.
Yeah, I think it's Mbako. I don't think there's just eye test in the last month. Mbako's been so much better than Christie lately.
Mbako has been really good.
Yeah. Okay. Player of the year, Zach Edey.
Yeah.
Coach of the year. This is up for debate. A lot of people think Painter deserves it for just the dominance they've had. The other candidates, I think, are Collins or Fred Hoiberg. You could talk yourself into Underwood, but come on. No, you can't. Not after getting swept by Matt Painter. Anybody else? Anybody you think deserves this?
I think it should be Painter.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I can't get there. He's the best coach in the league. He's running it, but like, I don't know. To me, it's supposed to be about like overachieving.
Yeah. I mean, so if it's not Hoiberg, then it should be Painter.
I think it's Hoiberg.
But like, isn't there something to be said about a coach just like being great, just dominating a league?
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Hoiberg was picked very low by everyone and crushed the portal. Like, he completely reloaded his roster and made them a really competitive basketball team. And oh, by the way, head to head, he beat Painter by 18 this year.
True. Very true.
Like, I can't believe there's Purdue fans who are like, yeah, it's Paint over Hoiberg. I just can't. Like, he's the best coach in the league, but that's not what the award is every single time. It's overachieving.
There should be a disclaimer that if you want to win Big Ten Coach of the Year, you cannot lose to Jake Diebler.
Yeah. All right. So are we split on this? You're casting your vote for Painter?
We can't do that theory.
Why?
Diebler beat Hoiberg.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Did he really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Ohio State won at home against Nebraska.
Oh, no. So does it go to Jake Diebler?
Maybe.
Who's defensive player of the year?
I'm not going to overthink. I'm going to say Cliff.
I'm going to give it to Cliff, too. Yeah. Do you want to do your all-defense team quickly?
Ace Baldwin, Zach Edey, Cliff, obviously, one player of the year. And then I'd probably go Jameer Young, and then, like, is it bad to put another Rutgers player on there, like Mag?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, Mag maybe?
Your first four were my four locks. I've been searching for a fifth as we do this. Struggling to find one, which leads me back. It's probably just a Rutgers player. Or I wouldn't – you know what? This is where Lance Jones comes in for me. I'm going to go the first four you mentioned, Lance Jones fifth.
Okay.
Chaos agent. I feel good about it.
Okay.
Somebody from Purdue that's not Edie deserves to be on all defense. Good defense. Okay. All right. Okay. Moving on.
I hate that. Okay.
I want to play a bracket matrix game with you. I want to go through every seed line on the bracket matrix as of this morning. You're allowed to pick one team you believe in most in March. We're going to make this a game. I'm adding a third game. We're going to do the bracket challenge in the sleepers thing. We're going to do the players points draft in the sleepers thing. And then we're also going to do a new bracket matrix game. When the bracket comes out next week, everybody gets to pick a team from each seed line that you think will win the most games. And then you're going to get points based on how many games your team wins. So we're going to just take the seeds that are currently listed on Bracket Matrix. Obviously, this could change. This was updated as of yesterday, March 10th. You only can pick one of these teams. Who do you think will go the furthest in the NCAA tournament? Let's start at the top one seeds. Purdue, UConn, Houston, Tennessee. Who are you taking?
Purdue.
I'm going to take Purdue as well. Two seeds, North Carolina, Arizona, Iowa State, Marquette.
Marquette.
Whoa. Give me one sentence on why Marquette. That surprises me for your answer.
With how the team's been playing without Kolick, I'm just plugging playing one of the better point guards in the country to that team. And a backcourt of Kolick and Cam Jones, I think, can be the best backcourt on any given night. So...
Okay. Trusting Kolick and Shaka, that's unlike you. I'm a little concerned for your well-being. I'm going Iowa State here. I think they are my heartstring team in this group. I just don't want to see North Carolina or Arizona or Marquette win. I feel gross about it, though. I think I might have made the wrong pick here. Iowa State's backcourt has not been playing great lately.
I was going to say, let's do a better coach, better backcourt between the two teams I just picked. Don't I have the better coach and the better backcourt?
Yes. But I have the better defense, better wings. Biggs is up for grabs.
Better coaching style.
Yeah. Let's move on. Three seeds. Baylor, Creighton, Duke, Kansas.
Creighton.
Creighton as well.
Yeah.
God damn it, Duke. Four seeds. Kentucky, Alabama, Illinois, Auburn. I mean, this they're fun teams, fun group of teams.
Not rock Kentucky. Blue on the O's. never
do on the O's. Rob Dillingham is smooth on these hoes.
Reese Shepard needs a new haircut on these hoes.
You taking Kentucky?
Yeah.
So head-to-head with Kentucky and Illinois, you're making it unequivocally clear your team Kentucky.
Yeah, because Kentucky hasn't lost sight of the brand. Illinois needs to wake up.
I'm going Kentucky as well. I do just want it noted that all four seeds being so dangerous is the greatest thing ever. So like if every one seed makes the Sweet 16, they're just gifted like a nightmarish demon team. That's going to be really fun. I like that. Five Come seeds, on. BYU, San Diego State, Clemson, South Carolina. This is the opposite of the four seeds. This is gross.
As much as I want to say South Carolina, the stupidity that they displayed in that last game, even though they won, scares the hell out of me. So, God, I don't even want to pick here. I'm going to say BYU, actually.
They're too volatile to me. I don't trust them. I think they could lose early. I'm going San Diego State. We know what San Diego State is. Elite defense, superstar on the front court, guards that have been there before. That's better than everybody else in this group.
That is true. Okay.
Yeah. Six seeds, Wisconsin, Utah State, Washington State, Dayton.
Good. Take me back to the four line, for the love of God. All these teams might combine for zero wins in a tournament, but I'm going to go Dayton just because Daron Holmes.
Yeah, I can't do that. They stink. So does Wisconsin. I'll go Washington State by default and hope that Kyle Smith is actually like a leprechaun and he's special.
He might be.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, maybe. 7, Florida, Nevada, Texas Tech, Gonzaga. Fun teams here.
Ooh, as much as I've been hyping up the Zags and playing well lately, I'm going to go Florida. Like, give me those guards. Give me Todd Golden.
Yeah, you're picking Todd Golden in March. I'm picking Mark Few in March. I think both these teams are playing well and dangerous right now.
I've been putting down my Zags March takes for, like, the last week.
Again, it still comes down to Todd Golden. Like, both these teams are playing well. One has Mark Few, one has Todd Golden. I'll take the one with Mark Few.
The relationship between you and Todd Golden this season has been one that's just been very on edge. I feel like you've been going back to him, leaving him. Like, where are y'all at currently?
He's done a great job. You got to trust Todd Golden in February when his team's playing well. You don't have to trust him in March. You don't.
Okay. All right. Understood.
8 seeds, St. Mary's, Boise State, Texas, Colorado State. This is where I point out that there have been 5 Mountain West teams all seated at the 8 line or above.
Some teams are going to get gifted playing those guys. I'm going to go Texas on this one.
Going Texas too. I want it to be St. Mary's, but that Gonzaga game really messed with my head. Yeah, Texas has been a top 10 team in the country for the last month. It's crazy. 9 seeds, Northwestern, Oklahoma, Michigan State, TCU.
Northwestern, Budarius.
Yeah, you got to take Boo. Number 10 seeds, Nebraska, Florida Atlantic, Mississippi State, Seton Hall. A couple teams we are really high on here.
I'm going to go Florida Atlantic because I'm still holding on to my Bright Light stock.
I'm going to go Seton Hall because I think they're the toughest team to play here. I think depending on who you draw, you're in for like a dogfight physicality-wise with Seton Hall, whereas Nebraska and Florida Atlantic are just like, are they making shots or not? 11 seeds, there's a bunch. Some are in the play-in game, 6 of them. Virginia, St. John's, Colorado, Indiana State, Drake, Richmond.
I'm going to go Drake. I like what I saw from them.
Interesting. I'm going to say St. John's and Ricky P.
They're slow laterally.
Bright Lights team, Ricky P, man, that's dangerous. He could take 5 guys off the street. I'd be afraid of him if I'm a 6 seed. And we'll end with just the 12 seeds. I don't want to go further than this. Princeton, South Florida, Grand Canyon, James Madison.
Sneakily like all those teams because all they have like one, like you have Grand Canyon with Foster. You got Princeton with Lee that you mentioned. I'm gonna take maybe a cop out here. I'm gonna say Princeton.
I'm going to go Princeton as well. Yeah, we talked about Xavier and Lee briefly, but if they make the tournament and, remember, had success in the tournament last year, they're not going to be spooked, and they're a lot more talented than I think previous versions have been. Really good team.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, fun exercise. Let's go to one big thing presented by Bigby. What do you got today?
My one big thing is that if anyone out there has a significant other of any form, kind, whatever it might be, don't let them go into any TJ Maxx and or Home Goods unattended, because what could come back to your household is something you might not even be able to prepare yourself for. I just want to show you the item that was brought back by my wife yesterday from Home Goods. You want to take a guess what it is?
Some sort of candle.
No, not a would have loved it. Would have loved a nice soy, lime, cucumber, eucalyptus type candle. No, it was a French bulldog pillow.
You would have bought that yourself, though.
Stop it.
You would have. You're big into like the Frenchy aesthetic.
Since when?
I guess I always assumed you were. You show it off like you picked it out yourself. There's a lot of Frenchy accessories in your household that I feel like.
Oh no, I've never purchased one Frenchy accessory that's in this household.
It's a misread by me. I like it. I like the vibe for sure. Shout out Queen Meg. It looks good.
But I just want to know the thought process of walking by this and being like, I need that.
Honestly, if we want to have a different dialogue, you kind of look like the dog on that pillow.
Oh, Gregory, is that because this is a black and white pillow?
Can I move on to my one big thing?
Yeah.
My one big thing presented by Big B is that Ryan Gosling put on a generational performance at the Oscars last night. He did. Who am I to not give him his flowers for that? Did you watch it yet?
The Oscars?
Yeah.
No, there's no point. Oppenheimer and Barbie probably just won everything, right?
I think Oppenheimer won most of it. But look, I'm not a huge award show guy. My wife loves them, so I'll watch with her. We were recording last night, so we didn't watch anything live. I just watched the YouTube version after because they like clip all the big moments. Ryan Gosling performed I'm Just Ken at the Oscars.
Did?
Card, he put on a generational performance. Like, I seriously don't think I've seen a better live musical performance ever. Okay, other than that girl on American Idol who sang the Billie Eilish song. Great.
I'm just Ken. Anywhere else I'd be a 10. That's a great song.
Go watch the video. I'm going to link you. It was wildly impressive. Gosling is special.
I feel like he never gets his shine. Like, even like when I ask you, like, your rankings, like, Gosling never finds his way in there.
Yeah, I think Barbie helped him a lot because I think he used to play, like, too cool for a lot of this shit. And now he's just, like, embracing it. He's embracing the jokes.
Okay. We love Ryan Gosling's career arc.
Yeah, really good. Okay, we'll be back on Wednesday. Enjoy conference tournament week, everybody. See you tomorrow.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.